The Boston chapter of the American Guild of Organists welcomes you to a program celebrating 40 years of broadcasting on WCRB. This is Rob Stewart Vale inviting you to listen to the second in a series of three special retrospective programs. In this series, we're touring the Boston area, listen to significant and interesting organs recorded and used on these broadcasts. The music you're hearing is the Allegro from Symphony No. 2 of Louis Vierne, as played by Mark Dwyer on the Aeolian Skinner organ at the Church of the Advent in the Beacon Hill section of Boston. This church houses one of the finest examples of the organ building work of G. Donald Harrison. The church was completed in 1883, and the interior of brick and stone provides superb acoustics for this notable organ installed in 1935.
Thank you.
That was the Allegro from Symphony No. 2 of Louis Vierne, as played by Mark Dwyer on the Aeolian Skinner organ at the Church of the Advent in Boston. Today's program is a retrospective of 40 years of broadcast on WCRB by the Boston chapter of the American Guild of Organists. Originally, the programs were recorded and produced and narrated by yours truly, Rob Stewart Vale. I was then a full-time announcer for WCRB. Later, Morley Lush became producer, with AGO members serving as announcers, including Charles Luddington, Alfred Nash Patterson, Jack Fisher, and Morley Lush. To continue our program today, we go from Beacon Hill over to Trinity Church in Copley Square. One of the landmarks in the 19th century revival of building styles is this large Romanesque edifice designed by H.H. Richardson. It houses an Aeolian Skinner instrument, originally built in 1926, rebuilt in the 1960s, with other changes made more recently. Brian Jones, the current organist and director of music, will now play AD 1620 from Sea Pieces by Edward McDowell, originally written for piano and adapted for organ.
Thank you.
Brian Jones has just played AD 1620 by Edward McDowell on the Aeolian Skinner organ at Trinity Church, Boston. We continue our tour of Boston area organs by going a few blocks over to the Church of the Covenant on Newbury Street. This building houses a very interesting organ, one that had a player role attachment. At the turn of the last century, player organs were very popular in the mansions of wealthy people. The selection you're about to hear was recorded on a paper roll by a famous organist of the 1920s, Edwin H. Lemaire. In 1970s, Ken Clark and Nelson Bardon attached a player mechanism to the 1929 Welt Trip organ at the Church of the Covenant, whose sound was representative of the 1920s time period. Listen now to the Jig Fugue of Bach, as played by Edwin Lemaire via a role player at the Church of the Covenant in Boston. You've just heard the Jig Fugue of Bach as played by Edwin Lemaire. It was recorded onto a paper roll in 1920, and what you've just heard was recorded in 1976 via a player mechanism attached to the Welt Trip organ at the Church of the Covenant in Boston. To conclude our 40th anniversary program today, let's go back to Copley Square, this time to Old South Church. This church used to have a 1925 Skinner organ, but it was replaced for a short time by a Reuter organ in the 1960s. In 1985, the Reuter instrument was replaced by a relocated 1921 Skinner organ taken from a hall in St. Paul, Minnesota. The organ is very large, having four manuals and 124 ranks of pipes. The selection we'll hear is the Carillon de Westminster of Louis Vierne in an arrangement for organ and brass by George Faxon, former organist at Trinity Church. The organ will be played by Frederick MacArthur with the Old South Brass, conducted by Roger Voisin. ¶¶ You've just heard the Carillon de Westminster of Louis Vierne, arranged for organ and brass, and played by Frederick MacArthur, with the Old South Brass conducted by Roger Voisin. These programs featuring organs and organists from the Boston area have been brought to you for 40 years by the Boston chapter of the American Guild of Organists and WCRB. Today's program was recorded, written, and produced by Martin Steinmetz. And this is Rob Stewart Vale inviting you to listen next week for the last of these three programs celebrating the 40th anniversary of these broadcasts.